retreat leaflets in the Namashtakam? Or actually, I see it will be projected. Mm. It's nice if we can learn this and then chant it. Nikila Shruti Moliratna Mala Yuti Niradita Pada Pagajanta Nikila Shruti Moliratna Mala Yuti Niradita Para Padra Janda Aye Mukta Kula Upasya Manam Paditastvam Harinama Sangshayami Aye Mukta Kula Upasya Manam Paditastvam Harinama Sangshayami Dena Madeya Muni Vrindageyahe Janaranjanaya Paramaksharike Nanaya Muni Vrindageyahe Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrite Dramanadarad Apimanakudiritam Nikilokratapa Patalim vilumpasi Yadaba supyutyan kavalita bhavatvanta vibhavo Dresham tatvandanam apidishati bhakti pranayinim Yadaba supyutyan kavalita bhavatvanta vibhavo Dresham tatvandanam apidishati bhakti pranayinim Janastatyo datam jagati bhagavanamatarane kritite nivaktum kaiha mahimanam prabhavati Kritite nivaktum kaya janimanam pavavadi Yad brahma sakshat It was much too high again, Gaurahari. Yad brahma sakshat kriti nishtayapi Vinashamayati vinana bhogai Brahma sakshat kriti nishtayapi Vinashamayati vinana bhogai Apaiti nama svuranena tate Parapta karmeti vitroti veda Agadamana yashoda nandano nandasuno Kamala Nayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamala Nayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Swarupe Vai mama rati uccella Varadam Namadeya Pranata Karuna Krishna Vinayane Kasarupe Vaima Marati Ucheva Varadam Namadeya Vacham Vachakamit Yudeti Vavato Namasvarupa Tvayam Purvasmat parame vahanta karunam tatrapi jani mahe vacham vachakam ityudeti bhavato nama svarupadvayam purvasmat parame vahanta karunam tatrapi jani mahe yastasmin vihita paradha Nivaha prani samantat bhavet asyenedamupasya sopihi chadan bambu domajat yastasmin asyenedamupasya sopihi chadan bambu domajat Dashita janati rashayaye Ramya chitgana sukasvarupini Sudashitam janati rashayaye Ramya chitgana sukasvarupini Nama Gokula Mahatsavayate Krishna Punava Pushe Namo Namaha Nama Gokula Mahatsavayate Krishna Punava Pushe Namo Namaha Nara Navina Jivana Sudharminiryasam Madhuripura Aralavina Jivana Sudharminiryasam Madhuripura Vam Krishna Nama Kamam Sura mira sanira tena sada Nama Rama Sura mira sanira tena kera Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare Bo. Welcome to this Japa, sorry, for this workshop on our fourth day of the Japa retreat. I would like to go with you again through the spiritual dynamics of our guideline book, the Bhajan Rahasya. We have arrived at the fourth shloka of the Shikshastakam and have chanted it together. This verse is really, or this instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is really about giving up all material desires and desiring bhakti only. This is now what we describe the turning point when Aruchi Bhakta, that is someone on these levels, who has not yet a strong taste for Krishna and not yet a strong relationship for Krishna, starts to turn to become a Ruchi Bhakta, that is a devotee who is guided by taste. And we will today hear a little bit how to develop that taste in a verse meditation. The pastimes to which this relates is the Madhyan Leela, the noon pastimes of Krishna. It's I think 10:48, right, and to 3:36, and it refers to the really end of the first part of the Hare Krishna mantra. There are two parts: Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, bang, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So it's the last Hare Hare. This means to chant the holy name with taste. When you when you realize it. Good. I think this will help you a little bit, the chart, to make sense of the Japa retreat and Kirtan retreat. And therefore, I encourage you, if you have not yet obtained a copy of this, please turn to our team and they will give you your personal photocopy of it. It's good to take something home and look at it from time to time to remember again the retreat. Good. Now, I would like to take you through a little journey of the fourth chapter, but I want to say again why we chant this Krishna Namastakam, and I must congratulate you. It sounds better each time as you chant. And yes, we do this to really apply or appeal for Krishna's mercy. If you want to chant properly, you have to come from the impersonal understanding of chanting to the personal. The impersonal understanding is that you just see it as a sadhana, a technique more or less, or method for spiritual purification. And the more personal understanding of chanting is that it is a means of establishing a personal relationship that is never mechanical. And to establish a personal relationship with the deity of the mantra, you need to have Krishna's input. How can you make friends with someone like Gaurahari, or let us say Syamananda, if Syamananda does not respond to you? It would be a one-way street. You try to make a, you know, give him gifts maybe, or talk, and he just is silent. Then after some time you would turn away from this relationship and try to find another friend somewhere else. So when you want to make a relationship with Krishna, you must be personal with Krishna, and you appeal for his mercy, his kripa shakti. And this Krishna Namashtakam is really the prayer to do so, because it's a glorification of Krishna in the form of his holy name. It's all about the name, huh? Krishna Namashtakam, the 8 verses to Krishna in the form of his nama, his holy name. Good. So, did we have text 3? I think we had text 2, the last, right? Let us read text 3. O illuminating sun of Krishna's name, if any person by his chanting can even obtain a mere shadow of your splendor, then you dissipate the gloom of nations that drags him into the darkness of the material world. You reward even the blind fools who are bereft of any spiritual knowledge with a vision that enables them to take up devotional service. Therefore, O Sri Harinam, who in this world is able to properly describe your glories? Remember this morning we talked about internal darkness which surrounds the heart. It's avidya, or material consciousness, which gives rise to so many anattas and aparadas. And here in this verse, Rupa Goswami says that even if a person who is a little bit, he says, foolish or unexpert in spiritual life, without proper knowledge, turns to you and just chants you, then you start to work on the darkness in the heart. You know, at that time, the holy name is not yet fully visible. It's more like that magical time in the morning when you can't see the sun properly, because the sun hides still behind the horizon, but you can see the light already somewhere in the eastern direction, coloring the eastern horizon with a reddish hue. You can see that. And you know, it's a matter of time before I can clearly see. So when the holy name is not yet, even not yet fully visible, you just chant a little ignorantly and so on, but you do chant, you will see how the rising of the holy name will clarify everything. I don't know if you have heard, but our team is also involved in making yoga expositions where we invite, you know, where many people come in contact with Krishna consciousness for the first time. And I remember there was one exhibitor. He had this new invention of making a painless headstand. You know, it's like a little stall or a little stool, but it has a hole inside, and you put your head in it, and then you go up with your legs and you support yourself at the end of this stool, and then you stand, and you don't have to stand on your head and create a burden for your neck. So it's a new invention. It's called feet up, and he is the inventor of this feet up. So he came to one of the kirtan programs with Madhava in the evening of one of the yoga expos. I think it was in Munich, right, in Munich. And then he came to all the other yoga expositions, and I think it was after the third one, I always saw him in the concert with his girlfriend, two very nice people. After the third one, he got an idea for Seva. I want to support this kirtan at the yoga expo with Madhava and Sachidanand Swami. And he, on his own, imagine, took his own money, printed beautiful posters about the kirtan event, put the posters on his own initiative. Just think about this. Mr. Feet Up did this in the yoga exposition. And I believe in Berlin, yes, he put them also in the, we call them subway stations, the U-Bahn, huh? And you could see everywhere, come to the kirtan, wonderful kirtan. Because the holy name, which he just chanted accidentally when he was for one of our kirtan sessions there, came and distributed light in his heart so that the darkness and the aversion against Krishna melted away, and he did service, and he paid for it. Hare Krishna. So I always like to give such examples, and I think our Indradyumna Maharaj has written many such examples of how people just feel a little bit the chanting of the holy name rising in their hearts, and at that time they, the darkness stops and goes away. So I really want to recommend to you, take this prayer home with you. It's not that we just chant it to kill time. We have always too little time. There is a very, very special reason why you're getting this prayer. It really works, and it's time. It's really beautiful. So please take it with you, and now you can learn to chant it, and then you can chant it on your own. Good. Now I would like to take you a little bit through that fourth chapter and do an active learning with you. That means we will do again a chanting session. We will do it slightly different than the one yesterday, but we will take the same elements as we did yesterday. This also has a reason, because these are very traditional elements, traditional skills for chanting, and if we do them a few times together, like a new yoga exercise, which you do exercise, and then you know it. I hope that you will feel comfortable with one or two of these practices or whatever, and then apply it for your improved japa at home. So first a little philosophy. I think we remember from this morning's verse how the verse really talks about two things. Giving up material desires, nadanam, wealth, najanam, followers, sundarim, beautiful wife, and kavitam, poetry, literature, giving this up, and turning to Krishna with the earnest desire, I want to serve you. I have now a different program. It's no longer my own gratification program. It's now service for you. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes these two elements, give up one thing and accept another, in chapter 4. He says we should give up the attachment to mundane wealth. I don't know how you are. Are you greedy for money? I mean, no one would say, yes, Maharaj, I am. I don't know. This is a typical thing in the East. The psychology of the people in the East is more, they are more interested in money, whereas we Westerners are attracted more to sexual enjoyment. That is according to mundane psychologists, and I don't know how true this is, but it makes some sense because we are not so poor in the West. I mean, in India you find really poor people. So it seems to be a great, great attachment, but I don't know. I think you devotees are not so greedy for money. Anyways, then comes a desire. I mean, many of you are not gurus here, but it says you should give up the desires for many disciples, because that corrupts you. It means followers, really, who say to you, you are so good. And imagine you come somewhere and someone sings, Jaya Manu Prabhu, Jaya Manu Prabhu, Jaya Manu Prabhu. That I experience every day, you know, to my name. See? And it could go to your head, yes? You could go, yeah, correct, finally someone, someone finally has got it, you know, that I Manu, am special. You know. So that is not good for spiritual life. This means followers. Huh? Hankering for things you desire, this should be given up. And this is now very important. To not become disturbed when you lose the things which are important to you. That is something of importance. To tolerate the loss, because in this jagat, in this universe, you will always see two things. You will meet new circumstances which you have not desired, and if you finally have something which you desired, you will lose it. Health, you will lose. If you finally have a peaceful year, you know, where you don't have an accident and where your heart is not taken out of your body because it doesn't work, or, you know, you will lose. It will come again, the losses. So don't become equal-minded, and so on. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur deals with a great attachment that is worldly prestige that should be given up. And he says, he always says, give this up and develop devotion. Give such and such up by developing devotion. Get rid of this by developing devotion. His whole fourth chapter is like this. And after some time when you read it, it's like, give this up and take this on. Give this up
take this on. Give this up, take this on. After some time, what happens when you read it is you really want to have that thing which Bhaktivinoda Thakur replaces or gives as a replacement for material attachments. You know, this is a psychological function of the mind, and it's masterfully applied in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teaching. There was a time when we did these big Gauranga Bhajan group concerts, and we had between 10,000 and 33,000, that was our maximum amount, per evening, guests per evening. And I was supposed to be the announcer, the MC. I mean, no one believes this, but I'm really a shy person. For service I can go out, but I remember once I was very blocked. It was in Novi Sad. The announcement came, there are 7,000 Serbian young people. Serbian young people you have to get to know, you know. They are really dynamic, temperamental. I like Serbians. But somehow I was not in the mood to be before many people. And I remember I looked, you know, like this from behind the curtain, an ocean of people, and all these young Serbians, you know, you know, ready to go to war if necessary, you know, and really, and energetic people. So I just didn't feel like going out and addressing them, because when you go out before such a program, you have to be more energetic than 7,000 people. You have to, hello, you made the right decision to come this evening to our program. You know, you can't be shy. I don't know what I'm really doing here. You know, you have to give confidence to the audience that this will be a good a program for them, and so on. And at that time, I remembered a technique which is very much like the one Bhaktivinoda Thakur applies. I saw myself as a shy person who didn't want to go out, and then I replaced that with an energetic, confident, Krishna-conscious Satchinandan Swami. Then I saw myself going out behind the curtain and just addressing them in a loving way and just capturing their restless minds and drawing it on the purpose of the evening, that is to absorb themselves into our program. And then I went back to the failure, the nervous Satchinandan Swami, and I went back and forth until the two merged and I became something like a middle person. I could go out and do it. This is very important, my dear devotees. It sounds a little psychological, and bear with me, I'm only explaining it psychologically to make you understand something. This is what it is really, is the power of positive spiritual orientation which Bhaktivinoda Thakur does. He speaks about our weaknesses and then how we replace it with a Krishna conscious modus. And if you do this a few times, going back going to your human weakness, going to the ideal position and so on, after some time you somehow believe it is possible for you to live on the ideal platform of Krishna consciousness. Prayers, in other words, spoken by great devotees may not always be your own prayers, because you are not yet so strong and so devotional. But if you read them, they will overlay your own weaknesses and they will become your prayers. They will go into your system and you will be able to act with them. I think this is so important, this principle. There was a famous Greek doctor who had a very, very good success rate in treating people. Esculaps was his name, I think. And when a patient would come to him, he would say, "Do you first of all believe that you can become healthy?" If the patient said, "I doubt it," he would say, "Go to another doctor, I can't help you." Because in our treatment there are only three people. There are you, there is the disease, and there is me, the doctor. You have to decide, are you on the side of the disease, then it's two against one, you will win, or are you on my side, the side of the healer, and then it's two against the disease, and we will win. See, you can't, when you enter Krishna consciousness, you have to enter from Shraddha, from faith. Because if you have no faith in the process, then you're really, there is Krishna consciousness, there's you, and then there's doubts. It's impossible. I never will have a Ruchi. It doesn't work for me. You know. Better is you go on this, you change sides. You go to the side of faith that it can be done. Taste can be had. I can also one day feel like the great devotees, and go on that side, and then you are two against your doubt. Don't be two against Krishna, your doubt and you know. Actually Krishna can win any fight, but he, Shraddha is the entry point. You need to do this. And I really want to say, from my little experience of being a shy person who could never imagine to talk before 7,000 Serbian youngsters, you know. Oh, Krishna. I had to imagine, we were so intense we had such an intense program. I used to give 1 hour lecture before 7,000 Serbian people. That's really difficult. You have to, in 1 hour, you have to somehow say things or express Krishna consciousness in such a way that they really go, that you capture their attention and don't let it go anywhere. You just keep it in the Krishna consciousness subject. And that's difficult. That is a lot of mental energy which you need to use. So just by telling myself that you did it before and it can be done and so on, just have faith and Prabhupada and that this process works, actually I conquered the doubt that it's possible. And I can't understand now. I would have to work myself up now again to speak before 7,000. You know, they're not like devotees who like to hear. They're all over the place with their minds. Good. Krishna. So, the big question now, which I want to put into the room before we start our practice for today, is from where do we obtain this taste? How can we come, in other words, to the turning point of a Aruchi Bhakta, a person who doesn't yet have taste in Krishna consciousness, and a devotee who has taste? There is a very great devotee of Krishna who had no taste. His name is Brahma, the creator of the universe. Yesterday I spoke to one devotee and I said, see, if Brahma has a problem, we, the creatures of Brahma, will also have problems with taste. See, Brahma had been on his planet when he was all of a sudden disturbed by some loud calling of Jai Jai, Jai Jai. And as he looked around, he saw the devatas in the universe throwing flowers on Krishna. Why? Well, Krishna had just killed the monster snake, Agasura. And then Agasura's soul had left the snake body and had entered Krishna's own body and achieved Sayuja Mukti. So all the devatas had witnessed that. They brought their kettle drums and they drummed and shouted Jai Jai Shri Krishna and threw their flowers as a loving offering on Krishna. Brahma saw this and he felt disturbed. I am the boss of the universe. I am the creator. Who is this boy? He had no taste, no faith in Krishna. And he developed the desire to test Krishna. So he went to Vrindavan when Krishna took his prasadam with his friends, and he observed a scene which particularly disturbed him. He saw how Krishna told one of the cowherd boys, look, there's a bird passing. And the cowherd boy looked, and then Krishna leaned over on his plate and ate food from the plate of his sakha. Brahma thought, this is not God. I am worshipping the origin of the Vedic rites and rules for cleanliness. He's very totally unclean. To eat from another's plate is really, I mean, you really don't do this if you're super Vedic. It's unclean. And he said, this cannot be God. And I will show now. And then he stole the cowherd boys away to see how Krishna would react. We know when Brahma returned, he saw Krishna surrounded with all the cowherd boys he had just stolen away. Brahma was bewildered. He went to the cave in which he had put the cowherd boys, and he looked and he saw the cowherd boys were still there. So then he went back again and saw that the cowherd boys who were with Krishna were actually expansions of Vishnu. He saw how each cowherd boy turned into Vishnu, and he understood, my God, Krishna has expanded in millions of Vishnu forms, and they have taken on the guise of the cowherd boys. And he understood, I made a mistake. And I was envious of Krishna. I had no taste in his loving service, no faith, nothing. But I came to, but now I want to get taste. And he prayed a prayer, which I will read to you. A prayer where we will do a verse meditation. It's a prayer, what you can do to get taste back in your life. But before we start, I have an idea. I think you are all a little tired. Am I correct? Some don't dare to say yes because they know what comes now. Most probably the Kshatriya exercises, you know. I can see, and it's really understandable because you worked very hard and it's a lot of excitement and a lot of things are moving up and coming up for you. So I have decided to make this workshop brief, but in order to teach you what I think you should take home with you, that is a few skills for your chanting, I need your full attention. So would it be all right if we do a few gentle exercises? Yes. Yes. Good. Manu, you are ready? Good. So please rise to your feet. It will be gentle. Don't worry.
Please open the windows for you. See, I'm not all the windows. And really big, big us.
Does it help? Is it helpful? Can you see it? It's the whole thing is now fresh again, and you can sit easily without having to. I'm very sorry for this. You don't have to be so. So let me say so. Fighting with sleep. I highly recommend this, you know, to move a little bit the body, especially when we're sitting so much. When I have retreats with non-devotees, then I like to always have a yoga teacher there who teaches yoga in the pauses. And maybe, I'm not so sure with devotees, because our dress is not so good for yoga practice, everything. This is for devotional exercises, not for physical. But maybe it's a good idea. Are these small things which we do is sufficient. So, my dear devotees, I would like to now do with you the verse meditation on the bhajan on some bhajan rahasya verses, and then chant with you. Yesterday we chanted all in one voice. This time we will chant individually, as we normally do. We will only chant in one voice, so you might have your japa. This time it's good to have your japa mala there. If you don't have it with you, no problem. You can also do it alone. Good. What we will learn is, we will teach you how to come into an inner space that is more an antarmukha chetana. It means a consciousness which is more inwardly facing, a consciousness which you need for prayer, for japa, for reading sacred literature, a consciousness where the mind is a little bit undisturbed and away from the millions of little pressing things. You will also learn to be present, and you will be asked to remember who you are. That means a spiritual soul. Then I will guide you into chanting very attentively by first of all focusing your attention totally on each single name of the Maha Mantra. Yesterday, one devotee came to me and said he had found out, his neighbor had told him, that in the Hare Krishna mantra, he chants only one time the word Krishna, the name Krishna. Somehow he must have chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Not the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he had done this for many years until his neighbor said, "I don't know. Can I talk to you on this? You only chant one time the name Krishna. Really? You know." So it's good to really go and review your chanting, and at the same time don't get hung up. So first we will chant on being aware of each name which we chant, and then we will do this within the frame of one mantra, and then we will see this the mantras, plural number, coming by almost like a stream of sound vibration which will go in our mind and through our mind and purify it and bring us into the divine presence. Then we will again go to the deities, and we will chant for the pleasure of the deities, not for our pleasure, for the pleasure of the deities, by having this orientation, please accept me and serve me. And finally, we will do kirtan together. This is what we will do, and then there is a pause. So, let us get ready. Sorry, I just have to prepare everything. Yeah. Okay. Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Kindly look a little bit around because soon we will close our eyes and just so that we register it's a safe environment. Our subconsciousness needs to be convinced of that. So kindly sit tall, like you know, roll. Are you awake or should we do this? No need, huh? No need. Good. No more exercises. Good. Those who sit in chairs, this is very good that you sit in chairs. If there is a reason that you need to have the backrest, then please take full advantage of the backrest if you feel more comfortable. But it will be easier for you to stay fully alert if you sit tall. Even using the backrest, you can bring your tailbone a little bit to the backrest, and then you sit automatically a little bit more straight. The rest of us, please try to sit straight, and just to relax, we will just relax ourselves a little bit, breathe in and out, and start with a deep exhale. Just deepen your exhale, because then you will very quickly deepen your inhale. Just get the whole air out. Can you see when you really pump it out, you will deepen your inhale. Now return back to normal breathing, please. And tell yourself when you inhale in, mentally say in. And when you exhale, tell yourself mentally out. Some of your minds are still scattered all over the place. It's not about in and out. It's just to concentrate the mind and bring it to the practice. That's the idea. The words are, you could also say Krishna in your mind when you go. But we are doing a little yoga here. We will chant in a minute. So in and out is good for now. Do a few more rounds of consciously linking your mind to your two breaths, the ingoing breath and the outgoing breath. Now concentrate your mind on the area of the heart. It is here where you, the soul, reside. And next to you your unknown eternal friend, the Lord. Stay with your attention in this space while you hear the first Buddha Shuddhi prayer. I'm by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my own misfortune, I have been inimical toward him from time immemorial. Therefore, I have identified myself with my body, and I have wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death. Now my fortune, however, has changed. I've come to know that I'm Krishna's eternal servant, an individual spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle bodies. Now I have the good fortune of serving Krishna's lotus feet, chanting his holy name, really I'm not a man, not a woman, not a brahmachari or householder or vanaprastha. I truly identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. I'm sitting at the feet of my spiritual master in a new, pure body, dressed in fine new clothing and decorated with a wonderful tilak mark. My chest is marked with the holy name and anointed with sandalwood pulp. And around my neck is a garland. Let us chant now from this position of a pure soul, engaged in service or ready for service, in chanting in one voice. We will first get into it. I will chant it one time for you. Then please join me. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, every single name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, every single name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Now please chant, but this time don't make such an effort to focus your mind, but let the mantra just go through your mind on its own, much like a river which would go through a river bed. Again we will chant in one voice. Let's start now.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The river of sound.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Now, in your mind's eye, go before your favorite deity of Krishna. Maybe Radha Shyam Sunda in Vrindavan, maybe Radha Gopinath in Belgium, maybe Radha Madan Mohan in Germany. And chant to them on your own while being aware of the meaning of the mantra. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please accept me in your service. Or my dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. Or my dear Radha and Krishna, please accept me. Sit tall and now take your japa mala and chant a little while until you hear further instruction. We will now hear a verse from Prahlad Maharaj. Please, as you hear this verse, think that you are addressing the Lord like Prahlad Maharaj. Make his prayer, in other words, your prayer. In your mind you can follow my words, almost like the thirsty calf follows its mother, the cow, on the meadow. Just repeat in your mind at least the subjects. O Lord, this mind of mine does not take pleasure in hearing about you. My mind is contaminated. It's evil and difficult to control. It is obsessed with lusty desires and distressed by lamentation and fear. With a mind such as this, how can an unfortunate person like myself ever attain you? Please continue to chant now in your own speed with your japa, and try to stay in the mood of this verse. Start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. O my Lord, please bestow this great fortune on me, that I may live amongst your dear devotees and serve your lotus feet in their association. I then this life as Brahma or somewhere else in a different body, just allow me to be with your devotees. O Lord, O fulfiller of all desires, it seems to everyone that I am very fortunate, for I have attained a supreme position. But I do not consider this to be my greatest fortune. Please, in whatever species I may be born, allow me to have the chance to serve any one of your devotees. For it is through service to the devotees that I will attain your mercy. Even if these devotees happen to be new devotees, merely beginning their practice. After we have heard how Brahma craves for the association of devotees, we will now hear Prithu Maharaj in a wonderful shloka where he prays to hear Krishna Katha from these devotees as a means to increase his taste. O Lord, I would never ask for anything from which the nectar of your lotus feet is absent. Rather, I asked you to grant me this boon. Please give me unlimited ears with which I may hear the nectar of Krishna Katha, which pours from the hearts and mouths of your great devotees. And as a very, very outstanding prayer, we will hear Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur praying for these millions of opportunities to hear and chant. It's a prayer of great ruchi. Just try to hear it and make your mind one with this prayer, and you will get some other inspiration in that mind. Please give me millions of bodies and millions of mouths in each of those bodies. By your mercy, place millions of tongues in each mouth. O Lord, may your millions of transcendental qualities dance on those tongues. My Lord, what is the use of a mouth that does not have millions of tongues? What is the use of a tongue that does not chant your millions of names? May I have millions of eyes, ears, noses, tongues, and chests, so that I may continually taste the nectar of your handsomeness, your sweet sounds, your sweet fragrance, and your embrace. May I have millions of feet to go to your side, my Lord. May I have millions of hands to serve you. May I have millions of good intelligences to teach devotional service to others. O Lord, please grant me these boons.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
A little bit more heart.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna Krishna,
Hare Bo,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Bo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sri Radhe.
Everybody raise your hands and very loudly sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare One more time, much more heart.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
When we genuinely sing kirtan together with other devotees, we really invite Krishna into our lives and in our hearts. And by his effulgence, this darkness of avidya or material consciousness which covers our heart is slowly brightened up and will go. My dear devotees, only when this internal darkness has been dispelled can we chant properly and with taste. And for that, the great inspiration is to be with devotees and to sing the names of the Lord and to remember Krishna in some ways. You can now slowly return to room awareness. You look around. And then we will have a little pause. You can use this pause to chant. But in 5 minutes past one, that's in 10 minutes, we will start our group japa. And let me remind you, it's very good if you can participate in this group japa. In this way, be carried by the group consciousness. Or, should we do like this? Let us chant one round together, not together. I mean, together means each one on his own speed, and then we make a pause, because now we are in a good consciousness. Let's not break that so quickly. So one round together, I will give you a sign, and then we make a pause of 10 minutes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Krishna.